24th, 2016. Alana.com.
Tom Friesen, ODFW, Corvallis Research.
Brian Couture, ODFW, Hatchery Coordinator.
Greg Grenbemmer, Marion Forbes, Minto.
Nancy Gramlich, DEQ.
Dave Barty, Corps of Engineers.
Greg Taylor, Willamette Road Projects.
Todd Pierce, Willamette and Rogue Projects.
All right, anyone else? We'll go around the room here. I'm Chris Walker. I'm a fish biologist in operations with the Corps.
Kevin McAllister, I work in the res rec section.
Catherine Tackley, water quality for the Corps of Engineers.
Kristen Powers, reservoir regulation and water quality section.
Tina Teed, regulator for Willamette.
Alan Donner, Portland District, Reservoir Regulation Section.
Mike Cutson, U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Tammy Mackey, Portland District.
And Brad Eppard, Portland District.
And then the long back wall.
Doug Garlitz, Project Biologist, Willamette Road. Court.
Chad Elms, Fish Biologist,
Corps. Frank Consilian, Dam Safety.
Ian Shane, Rubbery Manager, Corps.
And then just a note, this phone is very loud, so we'll have to speak up until we get the little microphones that go off things. So. All right. So folks that have taken a look at the agenda, are there any other items that we need to discuss today? All right. We met in January last. Andy Traylor sent out notes. I don't know if he received any comments or not, but do any folks in the room have any comments about the notes before they're approved? All right, moving on to action items. The first item, 3.1, I was gonna update the distribution list, which is done. we were gonna check on the availability of this room, and I have this room for the next 3 months, so as long as we think it's gonna work out for us, we can continue using this. Or if we wanna change it up, we can do so in the future as well. We were gonna establish regular meetings, which we did, which is the fourth Wednesday of each month from 9 to noon. And then we're going to have our annual Willamette Fish Operations review with folks to go through all the changes that were made from comments that we received. And that is scheduled for March 8th.
At NOAA Fisheries.
At NOAA Fisheries. And I'll send out an agenda later this week. And then the last action item was Andy was gonna set up a HMT meeting. The last I had heard, he sent out a doodle, but I don't think it had been established as to what the day is. So any questions in regards to action items? Or did I miss anything? All right, we'll move on to hatchery updates. Ryan, or any of the hatchery managers have any updates for us?
Yeah, thanks. I'll go ahead and let Greg kick off the north. I'll give an update for the south, and it sounds like Kurt's on the phone, so gonna go that fashion if that's okay. So go ahead, Greg.
All right, here at Minto, we collected our first steelhead last week. Currently, there's 54 over Bennett Dam. We're gonna start our release of our final 426,000 smolts today. Thanks to Chris for helping with the flows to get those out. Safety upgrade started this week on the pre-sort crowder. We're hoping to get our safety office out this Friday and approve use of that for us. Summer steelhead smolts will start coming in on the 1st of March. We have a scheduled outage on March 2nd for PIP tag installation for 3 detectors. About it for Minto. Marion Forks, we're about 2 weeks out on ponding our fish. We still have two different groups of smolts on site, one for 100,000 for the Malala and 250,000 for Safefish. Both of those are having severe losses due to BKD. We try to a feed treatment that really didn't do much for them. So we're hoping to get them out before they're you know, too sick to even travel. So both groups of smolts we brought down to Minto for the North Santa Am release both had heavy levels of BKD also. But anyways, hopefully we'll get those out and get them to salt water and they'll do much better down there. So all I got.
Thanks, Greg. On the south, not too dissimilar to what Greg described, things are going okay. The foster crew has been working on those safety mod updates. We got the pre-sort crowder operational, which was good news. Got the ladder fired back up. 15 fish were moved through the facility this week alone. So that was good to see that. Still some work to do on other safety mods and still some work to do on the post-sort crowders. But I think we've got some time until Brett's staff will need those. On-site operating the crowder for the pre-sort and the ladder, so that's good. Chinook are on-site, will be released in 2 weeks, and then they'll start acclimating their summer steelhead. So all in all, things at South Sandy and Foster are good, and it looks like Mackenzie's next, so go ahead, Kurt, if you've got anything.
We had a couple of releases this month. On the first, we released approximately 201,500 fish, smolts. Then on Monday, on the 22nd, just this week, we did the same number once again, mostly to take advantage of the flows that were out there. The first was scheduled pretty much, and the flows were looking good for a couple of weeks there. I think they were running about 8,500 CFS when we released those. Looking at the second release earmarked for March 1st, flows just look like they're going to drop steadily between, you know, even Friday to next week. So we decided to send them out on Monday, and they got out there on about 6,000 CFS. So it's steadily dropping. We want to make sure they got as good a push as possible. Fish health has been real good. We haven't been experiencing too much of the BKD problems. We've had some low levels there. It's typical this time of year you start seeing a little bit of low levels BKD, but we've got nothing below up, thankfully. Our mortality's been normal to below normal, so very good in that regard. 2015 spring chinook fry are all ponded at this point. They're all doing really good, eating well, so they're doing very well. This Friday, Cameron Sharp and Michelle, I can't remember Michelle's last name at the moment, but anyway, they're going to be coming into Mackenzie here on Friday to do a bunch of water sampling. The Cogswell Creek realignment with our pipelines is happening that first week of April to mix Cogswell better throughout the facility before it gets to our rearing ponds. So we're taking these samples on Friday to assess you know, the amino acid counts and stuff like that within the Cogswell Creek itself, and also our main intake with the Mackenzie water there out of the canal. So we're going to be doing it around various parts of the facility, different ponds, the adult pond, the fish ladder, above the fish ladder in the river itself. And so this will all be taken before the construction happens, then we'll do it again after construction to see if there is, if they can tell if the mixing was successful or not. It'll be kind of, the samples will be kind of difficult to tell, but we're going to try to find out. Other than that, regular fish culture duties and maintenance around the hatchery.
All right. Anything from the Middle Fork or not?
No, I don't think Dan's on the line, and I got nothing, so I guess we'll pass on that one.
Okay. Moving on to HGMP updates. I don't work with that group, and I'm not sure exactly where things are at, but...
So the Mackenzie HGMP was submitted to NOAA Fisheries, and that's where it sits right now. And then you said the North Santa Am was the next one closest to being completed?
Yep.
That's what we have.
And I think they're starting... Is that today?
Yeah, there's two technical team meetings, once today, once tomorrow.
Starting on the south today.
And we're adding up north going to south.
Okay.
All right. Any questions in regards to either hatchery updates or HGMPs? Moving on. Water quality or flow? No, research. Fish passage team. Anything going on? Do you have a meeting scheduled?
There is a meeting tomorrow, I think.
For what?
For FPT.
FPT.
Or Fitterwake.
Woof.
I think it's tomorrow. But it's a...
I don't have it on my calendar for tomorrow. I thought it was a couple weeks out. Tomorrow's normally RMNA, and that's not happening.
Okay. I had a March question mark. I didn't know what day it was.
It should be the first
Tuesday. Oh, you know what? It's
March.
The first. That's Wednesday.
No.
There's one coming up.
The first Tuesday is March 1st.
I had too many meetings.
Is it March
1st? It may wind up being a conference call, but... But there is one coming up.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. Moving on then to
flow
or water quality. Anything going on? Tina?
So for flows in all the basins, we are slowly moving towards a movement towards the minimum outflows to keep on track with refill of the reservoirs. And for the short term, it looks like we are following refill very nicely, and we'll continue to watch what the 10-day forecasts bring out. But for example, in the Middle Fork, today you'll notice at Hills Creek that while we've been on minimums, there's going to be a spike that you'll see today, and that has to do with some testing of the unit that's going on, and that'll just be for today, and then we'll return back to minimums. Lookout Point and Dexter, we've brought the project down to minimum out of Dexter. And for Fall Creek, we are still catching up with refill after some work to repair a leak that was discovered for one of the newly installed pipes in a fish horn. So that's why that one's lagging behind. And then otherwise, yes, like I said, we're moving towards minimums or passing the correct flow to be able to maintain the refill course. Did anybody have any questions about flows in any particular basin?
All right. Get folks on the phone here, okay?
It's a little hard, but I cranked it up to full blast and I was able to hear Tina.
Okay. Should I get run and get the
mics? Are they there?
Oh, yeah, sure. I see them there.
We're going to try and get the speakers.
Fitterwig is March 1st.
March.
Which I thought was a Wednesday, but it's Tuesday.
Does ODFW have any pinniped update? No. All right, and BPA has not joined us. We're moving right through the agenda. There's food on the counter. In case you need to get up and take a break from this.
What'd you make today?
Cranberry orange blueberry cake. Or bread.
Is the kitchen sink in it?
No, I just took all my citrus and some blueberries.
Where are we at? Same place?
No, we've moved.
Where are we?
We are moving through this thing. We're on coordination forms, the first one.
Okay. So most folks are aware that the units are out at Cougar. In early December, I sent out a memorandum describing what was going on. We received comments from folks. In the region, and I think we've addressed most of those comments with various documents that we sent out, whether it was a fish salvage plan or some documents that Catherine Tackley had sent out. And with that, I'll let Catherine Tackley give us kind of a status update as to what's going on now.
Yeah, so right now we're at minimum conservation pool at Cougar. We're not refilling Cougar in anticipation of a drawdown and repair work. We're passing in flows right now and just kind of holding steady. we're working through negotiations with the contractor and hope to have a contract awarded sometime next week, and then the contractor will start work. They'll first move the portable floating fish collector out into the main portion of the reservoir, and then we'll start dry down. A slow dry down, keeping within ramp rates and drawdown rates provided to us by Geotech and Dam Safety. So plan is to draw the reservoir down and hope to have that cul-de-sac area dewatered by the third week of March so that the contractor can go in, work in the dry, make repairs to the trash racks, remove debris, and then we'll bring the reservoir back up. Our hope and intent is to start refill on the 1st of April. And if that schedule starts to slip, we'll let you guys know. The USGS has installed a secondary 4-bay elevation gauge in Cougar Reservoir. Our current 4-bay elevation gauge only works to about 1,500. So the new gauge will give us a way of monitoring elevations as we go below 1,500. They've also installed a turbidity sensor at the USGS gauge downstream of Cougar Dam. I think it's 14159500 is the USGS number for that gauge. It's the one, I think it says, in North Fort McKenzie near Rainbow or something like that. South Fort, sorry. South Fort McKenzie near Rainbow. Thanks, Alan.
That's it.
And that it is functioning. They've had it in for about 2 weeks, but they actually had to replace the sensor. It went bad already. So there's a new sensor in, and it's been functional as of the afternoon of the 19th of February. So right now, outflows out of Cougar are at about 1.5 NTUs. Impressive. So we'll be tracking turbidity, total dissolved gas, obviously discharge, 4B elevation. Those sorts of things as we draw down the reservoir and make repairs. All of that information is available real time online at the USGS NWIS, NWIS website. And I certainly can, if you guys Google just USGS NWIS, it'll pop up, but I can provide a website if someone needs it.
Any questions?
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah.
I saw we'd indicated we may go down as far as elevation 1450. Are we dead set on that, or are we going to monitor that in real time, or what?
Yeah, we're going to monitor that. There's a monitoring plan that Dam Safety and Geotech put together to monitor basically dam stability and the outflow from Rush Creek Pike to look at sloughing off that saddle dam.
Right.
So we're gonna be somewhere between 1450 and 1470, and I think until we're down there, we're not gonna know what feels right. So
okay.
Down low enough to buffer ourselves from storm events, but high enough to prevent a lot of sloughing from that saddle dam.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, moving on. The next MLC that was sent out was in regards to the Foster Fish Ladder, who needed to extend their construction window. Thanks. And the extension was from February 15th to February 29th. And somehow they managed to finish the work February 18th. So that's back up and running. However, we'll have to pull the ladder down again for a day to put some pit tag readers in for a study that Fenton is working with some folks on. And we'll send information out to the region on that as soon as we can. Moving on. To Detroit, we sent out a...
Has that one been approved?
Approved?
The
yeah, that was finalized
okay.
Before the work, the extension.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the next one is the Detroit Minto ladder outage. That was an MFR, so there wasn't coordination. It was shut down due to safety concerns. However, the Minto ladder, not Detroit, the Minto ladder is back up and running in passive mode. Not sure of the details as to the configuration. Greg could probably speak to that better than I if we have questions about that.
Just quick, the ladder's up and running. We're not using the pre-sort crowder till all the safety modifications have been made. So basically, we run the pre-sort or the false weir in the morning and the afternoons every day just to see if there's any volitional passage. We've had one come through, and it was a genetic sample, pit tagged, void tagged, and thrown up river. It was a male, if anybody cares.
All right. Any questions thus far? Okay. So this next item, Tammy, you want to speak to this?
So the next one is for the placement of the floating fish collector at Cougar, and that does not belong in FPOM just yet. It belongs over in Fitterwig, so you will discuss that on 1 March with the research group. So moving on.
What is that, where it should go next?
Yeah. Since it's still a prototype and still used for studies, it should be discussed with the not with us, not until it becomes permanent.
Should we introduce it to the group? Or?
No, it can be discussed there.
Okay.
We will just draw that line and hold firm to it.
Okay. Moving on, the Foster Fish Facility ladder. I haven't sent anything out on this, but I just talked about it, that we'd have to shut it down for a day to install pit tag readers for a study. And the last discussion and coordination that needs to occur, and I can introduce it now and we can discuss it further after I send out more information to the region, but what we're trying to get at is a way to extend the construction window to the point where it might cut into the spring adult fish collection season. And I don't know if Natalie or Greg can speak in more detail to that in terms of what we're thinking.
We should probably wait until we have the written document, just so it's very clear and everyone has the same understanding. It'll be easier that way.
Okay.
Especially since we don't have all of our regional representatives.
Okay. So item 6 is the annual review of the Willamette Fish Operations Plan. I'm going to skip that because we have a whole meeting dedicated to that, and I don't think there's any reason to go through it without all the reps here and start it, since we have a lot of changes that need to be done.
At that meeting, are we planning on going through all the comments then?
Yeah, okay. So we'll go through, there's like 140 change forms. We'll go through, a lot of them are editorial, so they won't take very much time.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that we need to discuss further will take more time, such as fish disposition, whether or not that gets kicked to some other team to figure out what we're doing with fish. There's some other items that we're not agreeing on as well,
mm-hmm.
That will take more time.
Okay.
And I guess they've done it in the past and they've gotten through about 100 of them in a few hours, right?
So what we'll do is we'll have the draft document posted up so everybody can see it and track changes, and then we'll just go through and agree or disagree through the entire document. Yeah, and we can get through pretty quick as long as if we just all acknowledge that we're not going to agree on a topic. Won't do us any good to argue about it there, so we'll just set it aside and come back to it later and then continue to move through.
So the last item, task group updates. The Willamette Flow Management Water Quality Team met in January. We're meeting again on March 9th, and the primary focus will be the water conservation plan. And we'll be sending more information out to those folks on that team specifically. We'll send out an agenda as to what we want to discuss and accomplish. And I don't know if you have anything to add.
No, this first conservation season planning meeting will be, the agenda will be more to rehash what we saw in 2015 and then to discuss what steps we'll go through as we plan for the next couple of months. But we won't be presenting a preliminary plan of flow and things like that at this first meeting. Chris, did you want to talk about the maybe asking for a fish?
They're not on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're good.
Right, and so that's the plan is to kick off the conservation season planning effort at the next meeting.
What's the date of the meeting?
March 9th.
And that reoccurring meeting is set to be the second Wednesday of every month, right?
Yes.
All right. Hatchery Management Team has mentioned there's a dual out for March 7th, 9th, 14th, 21st, and 22nd, but I haven't heard whether or not Andy has selected a date for that. I'm assuming he has one. And then the Summer Steelhead Work Group hasn't met or convened, and I'm assuming that the HGMP work group are the folks that will more than likely take that on. I don't know that for sure, but that's my assumption at this point in time. Any questions about any agenda items or the last few?
Well, that was a nice, quick meeting.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Now that I realize it's over. but when are we going to talk about the? I guess I'm really confused here. When are we going to talk about reorienting things like the PFFC? That's going into another forum.
That. So, Greg, that belongs in the Fish Facilities Design or FPT, since that's what people are used to hearing. Because that is still under the research group rather than in O&M. And granted, operations does run that facility, but it is still a research facility. So any discussion regarding it should occur in the research forum.
Greg, this is Brad. I would, if there's an issue or issues to discuss, I would encourage you to reach out to Rich just so he can get that on the agenda. He was going to try to send out an agenda this afternoon.
Okay.
For next week's meeting.
Okay.
And I kind of screwed up a little in that since I knew we were operating it, I thought this was an okay forum. So.
It's okay. It's a learning process. It's only our second meeting.
I mean, there's no planned research around the vessel this year other than operations.
Correct.
That is the planned research.
Right.
So it's a little confusing.
Any other questions?
Well, I just wanted to, this is Natalie, and on Fall Creek, we went by the, you know, we did the coordination form, but I just want to let people know that the team is basically done with the plans and specs on the adult ladder, and it's sitting with contract and office of counsel to go out to advertisement. So I just want to let you know that status.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? When's the next meeting scheduled?
Fourth Wednesday.
Fourth Wednesday, whatever day that is.
Of April, I will tell you. or March, I guess. Fourth Wednesday, March.
I have March 24th, but I don't know if that's right.
That's a Thursday, so that would not be correct. It should be the 23rd.
Okay, March 23rd, okay.
That's the fourth Thursday?
Fourth Wednesday.
Fourth Wednesday.
Yes. It appears to be so. 2/9/16/23 and 30. Yes.
All right, with that, I guess we'll talk again on March 23rd. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.